WRMUF. Good morning.
KFW. Good morning, Jody.
You on your ride to work?
Get this Friday out of the way, but unfortunately, I got to work at least a half tomorrow.
Be no fun.
They do it twice a year.
What then?
Isn't that doing this morning?
Absolutely fine. Just beautiful this morning for a Friday. And you and the missus, y'all doing good?
Getting over here, can't complain at all.
That'd be no fun if you did. Get here and chat with you on your way to work. I know that usually on Fridays you're out here by yourself.
It's off, and I think Andrew, sometimes most of the time Andrew's in here, but he's gone to the beach, so just me and you.
I heard that when I keyed it up, and, you know, and it did its little tone.
I never even called out this morning because I knew there wasn't anybody out there.
Offended.
Wait.
Well, but good morning, N4, is that okay?
And KO4MUF.
Can you believe he said that? There wasn't anybody out here? I'll tell you what.
Stepchild, don't you?
By your radio, Shane, it sounds like you're in your vehicle headed to the house.
But you can tell. I know I can tell the difference on Patrick's radio if it's quiet enough. But yes, I am. I am already headed to the house, about halfway there.
Well, good night.
A quick run down there with one short trailer, dropped it in the door. They didn't have anything for me to take to the other place, so I was out of there in about 10 minutes. The other two were ready when I got there. Took me maybe 30 minutes total turnaround time there and back on the way.
Double back.
Double doubles both ways, but towards the end of the week, sometimes going down, we only have a single going down from Greenville.
That ain't bad. I imagine those doubles are heck when the wind's blowing.
Yeah, so it's either way. I mean, if the wind's blowing hard enough, you feel it anyway. So I don't really know that I could say it's worse. The worst, what can get a little hairy is the construction zones where the roads are real rough. You know, where those county workers, like Jody there, leave rough places in the road. Go ahead, Jody.
I hate when I leave bumps like that.
Don't you, Ken? You got narrow lanes and concrete barriers and where they've moved the lane over. They got that groove in the road and the wheels catch it and it kind of makes it wiggle back and forth.
The main construction starts at the 80, and that's right where I'm getting off, so I'm not really in it, but they're looks like they're getting ready to do a little bit of construction before that. They got the right lane closed now because they're doing some shoulder work, and then as soon as the right lane opens up, the left lane closes.
Comfortable.
What it is that darn thing changes every day, so you got to be paying attention to what's happening.
What's you guessing?
Do some major road work because I see they have some signs up that says that the bridge height is going to change.
Build a new raising the height of the road up, I guess.
Doing something to the road, but a couple of spots the bridge height is shorter, and then in one spot the bridge height is taller. So go figure that one out.
Depends on the asphalt. If they cut it down or if they build it up.
Carolina, they're using a thin as layer of asphalt as they can.
For sure.
First time I remember really understanding about bridge height was back in the 80s. I was a preteen maybe, and my brother had a friend who ordered a brand new Chevy pickup truck. They had to have it shipped down, and it was the last vehicle on the back of a car hauler on the top. And the guy had made a stop and emptied out all the others from the bottom and left it up too high, didn't bring it back down. The next bridge he went under, he smashed that Chevy pickup truck to pieces. So my brother's friend had to wait on another one. And that's the first time I realized the importance of knowing your bridge height.
Knowing the truck height, right?
Of course, I didn't know if I'd be doing it one day, but I remember thinking, that's crazy. How in the world did he not know that? But it happens all the time.
Jesus' uncles, they all drove trucks. Sometimes on 29 going down towards the jockey lot, there's one bridge that says that it's low. But he says if you go all the way to the left, you can make it.
Bridge, you can make it on the right too, but it's these people that have, like, you'll have a garbage truck, a container truck open on the top with metal or something, and they'll have a piece sticking out that's just barely sticking over the top, but it's just enough to catch the bridge. It still happens.
I do either.
I used to live in rural Alabama, and then some of those metal bridges and that, you get all those log trucks going through there, and you can see on the bridge facing where all those logs have hit that bridge.
Trailers that they can raise up, kind of like a dump truck, only it's a longer trailer. I actually saw one of those. I didn't see it happen, but I came up on it right there at 385 and Roper Mountain Road, I think, a few years ago. It ran into it. It must not have, obviously didn't damage the bridge because it's still open, but it made a mess.
See where that, I think it was down in Texas, that barge got loose and hit that bridge and broke part of it. KN4 TFW.
Any of that, KF4MUF.
Last night, and a few weeks ago, it was like a week or two after that one in Baltimore, there was another one that was on its way and lost power or something, and just kind of interesting all of a sudden, all these barges hitting bridges.
Like once is an accident, but three or four is, you know, kind of a conspiracy or something, right?
It's a conspiracy, doesn't mean it's not true.
Yeah. It was the bridge this barge hit was a two-lane with a railroad track running beside it, and it took out the railroad track and busted part of the pylon off.
Coming from an island or connecting an island, they said they were letting the people from the island come back across. It didn't really say whether they were doing the other way, but apparently it's going to take some repair on it.
For that bridge up there in Baltimore, the new one would be ready by 28.
The bridge was built in less time than that.
They got the canal opened up so the boats can get through now.
Sorry, I doubled with you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I said the big thing is they got the canal opened up so the boats can get through.
I said the guys on that ship are still on the ship. They don't let them get off or anything.
Some fuel. I'll be back in a few minutes. N4ZLK.
So they're stuck on that ship like that.
Article I was reading, they're just in limbo. KN4 TFW.
That would suck.
And about that the ship's not seaworthy, so I mean, what do you do?
On the ship and watch them take stuff out of the water, I reckon.
Clock.
I hope so.
I hear you, me and you both.
Exactly.
To get most of my grass cut yesterday evening before the rain came, I thought I was going to have to bush hog that sucker. No, I just got a little weedy to put in.
Now, nope, never even rained up here. And it was pretty nice sitting outside yesterday evening.
Like yesterday, like I said, I got it cut in pretty good time. Man. But man, here the last, every time I've been off, it's been raining.
You're supposed to get some more this morning.
Coming on the radar this morning.
It's daylight. It's breaking daylight now, so here in a little bit I'll be outside tinkering until it gets here, I guess.
like it's going to get there before about 9 or 10 anyway.
So, you know, gives me a little bit of time, right?
Mornings are the best time of day, I think.
Mornings.
On the deck, watch the sun come up, listen to the birds. Yeah, it doesn't get any better than that.
I won't wake up.
Crossed a small snake when I was cutting the grass. I don't know what kind it was. It wasn't a gardener's snake, and it wasn't a black snake, so I ran it over with the mower.
But you always kind of like keep them around to help you out.
The guy's got small kids, and that I hate for one of them to get tangled up with it.
I can see that.
Black snake, I'd have probably, I'd have left it. I mean, cause there's a couple of 6 and 8 footers there in the field behind my house. I see them once in a while.
Not much around here. Once in a while I see an indigo or a good black snake around here, but that's about it.
Brought up a little gardener snake the other day.
Found.
To let you know, he was on the job. A lot of wildlife. He catches little birds, chipmunks, moles, and all kinds of stuff.
Well, that's their job, you know what I mean? You know, that's just their nature. It's what they like to do, I guess.
And I was waiting. There's three trucks behind me, and that, and I got over in the middle lane, and that, and they started to get beside me, and the sign saying right lane in. Finally, they got over.
You're wondering, are they going to move over?
Just get beside you and they just come on over anyway.
Yes, that's the reason I don't try to stay beside them big trucks like that. You know, I just either get ahead of them or just drop back and let them do what they're going to do. Just hanging out with them, not a real good thing.
Working on the shoulder over here or something because they got this. Just the right lane closed up, but they're working on the shoulder, like under the bridge. Planting a bunch of barrels. Eight of them was knocked off and flattened out.
Off the road, I guess.
1 mile an hour, even though it's a plastic barrel, that's got to do some damage, don't you think?
Enough to make you cuss yourself.
GFW. Yeah, those trucks look like dump trucks.
Okay, he's back.
Hey. It sent you back.
But you know what? It gets me every time. I've been stopping at a BP gas station the last few times. Because the price is pretty consistent, and it sometimes it's less, sometimes it might be a few cents more, but it's right on the way home. And I want to grab the green handle every time for the diesel, and BP is the only one that has green for the regular unleaded, or regular unleaded gas.
They're just trying to see if you're paying attention, right? Or if you could read.
And green is for diesel, but not a BP, because I guess their main color is green.
Make a whole lot of sense.
Lives over in Simpsonville, and he was saying that regular gasoline over there was like $2.89.
I mean, I know regular is like $3 something over here, but unless I'm in my wife's car, I don't look at it.
Right where Beth worked at the Cracker Barrel. But for some reason, there's a couple of stations over there are really cheap.
See down there, they pretty reasonable.
Over there part-time?
She's there. She picked up another day. She had 3 days, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. She dropped Tuesdays for a while, and then she picked up Wednesdays for some reason. So now she goes in 3 straight days in a row.
Your off days aren't broken up, right?
She liked having that day off in between. But she's not here right now. She's down in Atlanta. One of my daughters had surgery Wednesday morning, and going to be down there for a few more days, so she's down there with her.
And have Mom with you, right?
Yes.
To the gate, guys, so I'm going to say 7-3. You guys should have an awesome day and be safe out there, and look forward to catching you later. KN4 TFW.
7-3, you and Miss Susan have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again. N4ZLK.
Hey, Mr. Ken, enjoy it, and maybe enjoy your weekend. You and your wife have a great weekend. KF4MUF, 7-3.
Hey.
Needs my day off.
I don't know how bad it's going to be, but there's a little rain coming in, so it might have discouraged you anyway.
After those storms we had there last Thursday, we just finished cleaning up trees late yesterday. It's been dry, and we could have went up and did some more pipe work, but, you know, it's overtime, so they don't want us to do a whole lot of that.
I heard you say yesterday morning you mentioned a number, but I don't remember. It just seemed like a lot of the number of trees that were down.
We had 89 trees down that we got called in on, and that's not including the city. And I think they're sending a couple dump trucks yesterday and today to help the city out and get some of theirs up.
Now, all 89, did they affect the roadways somehow?
It's the ones that got called in for being in the roadway. Either it was just one lane or blocked the whole road. You know, it was called in for that.
I can't remember if it was Monday or Tuesday, on the way to work on White Horse Road, I got caught in two different hail storms, two different storm systems, and they kind of blew through, I think, your Anderson County. It would have been part of Anderson County, I think, that they would have come across. Is that where those came from?
And they were calling them straight line winds, but I've never seen straight line winds twist trees in half and tear out tops. So, yeah, they say that, but I still think it might have been a little tornado come through there or did something, because, man, there was some trees yesterday that we cut up that a 24-inch bar wouldn't go through. We had to cut it twice.
Any kind of symmetry to the down trees? Like, were they in a line across this county, or was it just everywhere?
You know, we had a certain area, the other crews had certain areas and stuff, so it was just everywhere. You know, it wasn't like one hit the ground and just completely laid them down or anything.
Twisting of trees like that, twisting tops out, there is some kind of rotation. Maybe it didn't touch the ground, but it definitely had some rotation to the winds.
We got, you know, you still had half a tree up there, and it would grab the other half and just twist it off and lay it across the road.
Did you get it all cleaned up, or is there still more?
You're doing. We got them all cleaned up. Now it's just, they probably got a few more to finish up, but it's basically cleaned up for right now until the next one.
Well, that wood, you take it somewhere and it's cut up and ground up, or is it just dumped in a landfill?
Landfill, and they push it over. They don't do anything with it, which don't make a lot of sense to me. They could molt some of it, they could cut some of it and donate it for firewood, all kinds of crap.
And, well, liability, they probably won't do that anymore, but so they could even set all the logs off to one side and say, you know, free, come split, cut and split, it's yours.
He won't do that because of liability, but sometimes we will get a call and we can go pull up on the job. Only thing left is limbs. People's come in there and cut up the trunk of the tree and took it with them.
Well, the county does.
Exactly right.
People that don't want to waste a good roadkill.
Hard to pass up.
Tenderized meat, but I don't like it. It's not good when it's tenderized by a vehicle.
You're just going to pretty much turn it all into hamburger or something and just cut out all the bruised parts and grind the rest of it up.
It's pretty this morning off to the east, but you know what they say, red sky in morning. So I guess we are going to get some rain.
calling for it, so I reckon we'll see what happens.
Is that what it is?
Every weekend, every other week, unless it's a holiday week. And we work, you know, just like this weekend's my 4-day. I'll be off today and Monday. Then we'll work 4 days through Friday. And then we'll have 2 days off, and then we'll work another. So every other weekend I work 2 days. Every other weekend I'm 4 days off.
That's how it is. So you're basically working 4 days a week, but they kind of rotate the Mondays and the Fridays off.
Basically, that's about it. And, you know, when we, you know, like Memorial Day or Labor Day, whatever it is coming up, we'll only work, we won't have a Monday or a Friday off, but we'll have 8-hour days for 4 days.
For you having to work the holiday, is that what you're saying?
Not generally. We have, but no, sir. If it's a holiday, we get paid for the holiday being off, so we only got to work, you know, 4-8s, and we'll have our time in.
You're saying instead of just working 3 days that week, you'll still work 4 days, just only 8 hours.
Exactly.
All the fun out of having a day off for a holiday.
Yes, it does. But you can start planning your schedule around your weekends off, and it makes it nice, and you ain't got to take time off of work to go do something.
I like a 4-day week. And I'm actually, I think I'm taking tonight off. I got a text. I need to look at it. I'm trying to take tonight off. So today, this week will be a 3-day week. I like those even better.
Yes, sir, that's for sure. Well, it sounds like you had a good run last night, so that's a good thing.
Tuesday, I left Greenville, headed to Atlanta, and I got on 85 at Malden Road. Didn't even make it to White Horse Road, and my rear trailer tire's locked up. I blew an airline on the dolly. So that sat on the side of the road for about 45 minutes. Fortunately, they were close enough, and I knew what it was, and they could just bring it out and replace it. And then when I got down to the Fulton County building down there at 20 and 285, the set I had a bad air leak on the front trailer. I could have swapped them around, but then I'd still have the air leak, you know, for the next person. So I took it by the shop, and it took them about 45 minutes to fix it. So fortunately, I wasn't on the road, but I deserved a night like I had last night after that.
Absolutely, man. Every once in a while, I guess you get them nights, and them are aggravating.
I was in the right lane, though, so it was just a matter of getting it off the side of the road before I couldn't move anymore. I didn't have to try to cross lanes.
Well, that's a good thing.
Okay, but I tell you what, it's scary being on the side of the road and watching people not move over, especially trucks. Even when I understand if you can't. That happened to me last night. I came up on a guy. He was using his phone to check his driver's side front tire. And he was standing with his feet on the white line, and I could not move over because there was several vehicles on the left lane or beside me to my left. And I was tapping my horn and hitting the brakes, and he just sat there with his foot on the white line just looking down at his tire. Scared me to death because I was afraid I wasn't going to get by him.
Why people take chances like that? I'm not going to do that. I ain't going to stand on that white line and check a tire, especially at night with a phone.
Two, I will wait until traffic's clear. I won't do it while people are coming down the road at me.
That's exactly right.
And my boss told me one day he was training a guy, and they were headed up north on 85, and it was dark. They could see a vehicle on the side of the road, and he was, you know, they train us to move over, which is what you should do anyway, but the driver was moving over to the next lane, and as they went beside, they could see somebody laying underneath the truck, underneath the vehicle, working on the vehicle, and both his feet were over the white line hanging in the road.
Way to become a stubby, ain't it?
You're not thinking too smartly there when your feet are laying across the white line, but he said, if, you know, fortunately there was nobody beside him, because otherwise he wouldn't have seen that until it was too late. But if there would have been nothing he could have done about it.
You know, you don't need to push your luck like that. That's just stupid.
We get caught up in the moment, you know, focused on what they're doing. But when you're sitting on the side of the road like that, you really need to either have somebody watching, or you really need to focus on and be paying attention to that extra bit there.
Please. If nothing else, man, just to keep yourself safe, sorry.
It's early. Good to talk to you this morning, but I am almost in the driveway, so I'm going to let you go. Hope you and the missus have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you later, or talk to you again. KF4MUF, N4ZLK.
Okay, Mr. Shane, you have a great nap. I'm glad to hear you had a good night. Hope you have a good day. KF4MUF, 73, brother.